So it's Ebed Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechus Alos, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So Nishpach Ba'avir, if a Revi'is Dam was spilled in the airspace, inside of a house in where it's wide open, where the roof is wide open, if it was on an incline, and someone made a roof over part of the Dam, Tahar, so he's Tahar, because when the blood is on an incline, we don't view it as a single unit, so it's not considered to have the shear of a Revi'is. But Hayish Boren, if it was a pot that was not on an incline, Oshakarash, or was congealed, so it became like a solid, then Tame. Then it's a full Revi'is Dam, so it's actually going to be Tame. Nishbach al Yiskafa, if the blood was on the doorstep, so to speak, V'katafres, and it's on an incline, either facing in or facing out, V'abayis ma'ahil alav, and the bayis, the roof covers over it, Tahar. Everything in the house is still Tahar, because the blood is not considered to be a single unit of Dam. Haya ishbarin, but if it was a puddle of blood, Oshakarash, or was congealed blood, Tame, then it's going to be Metame, everything in the house. Kol Shev Memes Tame, every part of a dead body that would be Tame, Chutz, meaning every part of a dead body is Tame, is Metame, Chutz Min Hashinai Maser Vetziparin, except for the teeth, the hair, and the nails, Obashas Chibura Kol Tame, and while they're attached to the dead body, they're all Tame, because if you touch the teeth of a dead body, you're going to become tame, and let's actually elaborate on that right now. Mishnah Dalit Ketzad Hames Mibuchatzusar Mibufnim. Let's say you have a mace that's lying outside of the house, and he had really long hair, and the hair is inside the house. Habayis Tame, the whole house becomes tame. Etzim Sheishlof Kazayis Basar. You have a bone that had a Kazayis of Basar on it. Hichnas Miksasim Mibufnim Vabayis Ma'ihil Lalav, and you brought part of that bone inside the house where the roof of the house is being Ma'ihil on it. Tame, the whole house becomes tame because it's under the same roof as the basar of a mace. If there are two bones, each with a half a kazayis of basar, hichnis miksasim b'fnim v'abayis ma'ihel aleihem, and you brought even part of both of those bones inside the house, where the roof of the house is an ohel over them, so tame. Then everything in the house becomes tame, even though neither bone would be able to be metame on its own. The fact that they're under the same roof is mitzarif them. If the pieces of flesh were attached to the bone by a person, meaning it's not the way it grew on the bone, a person stuck them together, then it's going to be tar shein chibur yadim chibur, because that which a person makes connected to one another is not considered a real chibur. So to review what we learned today, we discussed blood that had spilled, so if it's on an incline, it's not considered to be mitzarif to a revius, but if it's in a puddle, it is considered to be mitzarif to a revius, and then we said that all parts of a dead body are tameh, except for the teeth, the hair, and the fingernails, unless they are still attached to the dead body. And Mishnah Dalit elaborated on that. And then we pointed out that even the parts of flesh that are attached, that would be considered attached to each other, that's only if they naturally grew that way. But if it's parts of flesh that did not naturally grow that way, it's a person stuck them together, then it would not be mitame. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey.